Now this is a dictation for Johnny. J-O-H-N-N-I-E Rutherford. R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D. April 1948. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary. M-U-R-R-A-Y 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Johnny, advanced renal failure, CHF, low ejection fraction. Last visit was in March. One more time, we offered him to come in person. He declines. We did it on the phone. Complaining of worsening, COPD, shortness of breath. Unable to speak full sentences. Some cough and no major sputum production. Denied chest pain, palpitation, pleuritic discomfort. Denies any fever. Says to be able to eat without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or no changes in urination. Went to see lung specialist. They advised to increase diuretics because of edema and probably fluid on the lungs. He follows cardiology with Otto Kreposman. We'll have a telephone encounter today. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Notice the Bumex, a low dose on potassium replacement. Anticoagulation. Inhalers. Cholesterol treatment. Also takes second diuretic metolazone. On bisoprolol, next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 108 over 63, weight up from 138 to 149. He has problems speaking full sentences, alert orientation 3, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from June. Creatinine 1.97, which is baseline for him, representing a GFR of 35. That will be a stage 3B. Normal potassium, bicarbonate elevated, minor decrease of sodium 136, and normal glucose, low calcium, albumin not available, phosphorus not available, anemia 9.4, low platelet count 142, MCB 93, normal white blood cell. Prior phosphorus not elevated. He's known to have iron deficiency historically with very low ferritin iron saturation. In the past has received intravenous iron. He has a small kidneys, worse on the right comparing to the left without obstruction. This is many years back. He has extensive atherosclerosis, documented on imaging CAT scans. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, concerned about the worsening respiratory distress. Next number, increased dyspnea, underlying CHF, low ejection fraction, advanced renal failure, a component of valium overload, a component of COPD. He uses oxygen at home. It was 100% on 3 to 4 liters when I talked to him. I will not oppose the increase of diuretics. Unfortunately, he did not come in person. He will not be seen in person also by cardiology. We have to go by observation, physical exam by the lung specialist, which also was advising from diuretics, which I will not oppose. Monitor of potassium, creatinine, acid base with increase of the dose. Next number, anticoagulation. Next number, prior iron deficiency anemia. He denies external bleeding. Next paragraph. Comments. He is exploring palliative care. He has multiple medical issues. Dialysis appears not to be an option for him. And I agree, given his heart lung abnormalities and very decreased functional status. He needs to keep exploring this with you and the other doctors. Continue to follow with you, end of dictation.